Good morning. I'm Marshall Terry. It's Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. On this Halloween, we're going to look at a musical adaptation of a much-loved cult horror film. That's the song Cabin in the Woods from Evil Dead the Musical. The film Evil Dead, which came out in the early 80s, is about a group of teenagers who unleash an evil force while at a cabin in the woods. The movie spawned two sequels, and it launched the career of B-movie actor Bruce Campbell. Evil Dead the Musical is coming to Charlotte. Christopher Bond is the co-creator and co-composer. He's also the director, and he joins us now. So how did this come about? I'm a huge fan of the Evil Dead movies, but usually when I ask people if they've seen them or even if they've heard of them, the typical answer I get is no.
Well, I really think how it all started was I was involved in a production of the Rocky Horror Show, and that was the first time I'd ever been to a theater show that was more of an experience where the audience was, they weren't there to watch, they were there to be engaged, and they were there to kind of party and hoot and holler, and I thought, well, I wish I could find another show that would have the same kind of cult appeal, that would also be able to have that kind of passionate fan base that's already built in. And I was a big horror fan, and I remember seeing Evil Dead 2 and thinking, whoa, it's this dude against this cabin that comes to life, and it's full of these evil spirits, and it's all these funny, cheesy lines, really over-the-top kind of physical comedy that could really play on the stage. And that's really how the ball got rolling.
Well, I want to talk about the songs for a second. Here's one. It's called It's Time, which is being sung by Ash. That's the character played by Bruce Campbell in the movie. It's the main character in the movie. And in the musical, it comes right before Ash does battle with those evil zombie-like creatures. Here it is.
It's time to accept my calling, to go on a ravenous demon killing spree. It's time to...
I have to say, I love that line. It's great. And really, it is in keeping with the slapstick comedy elements of the movie that you were talking about, because Evil Dead really is a horror comedy.
Absolutely. I think Sam Raimi was one of the first to kind of turn the genre on its ear and say, hey, we can be scary, but, you know, it's the 80s. Our effects are kind of cheese. Let's roll with it. Let's be campy and fun.
And I should say Sam Raimi is the director of the movie.
He's the writer and the director of the original Evil Dead franchise. That's right. And him and Bruce have been great champions of our show, just supporting us and helping us bring the show to across the U.S. and around the world.
When you went about writing the songs, was it important to keep that sort of slapstick element in there?
Well, absolutely. I felt like with all the... We do a lot of stage combat and a lot of physical comedy in the show. And just the spirit, the kind of campy, fun spirit blends into the music. And, you know, we don't take ourselves too seriously at Evil Dead the Musical. It's definitely tongue-in-cheek and fun. You know, the scares and the fear and the drama is real, but... You know, it's paired with cheesy monster puppets and these silly zombies and, of course, buckets of blood in the splatter zone.
I read about that in the performance, so that's what I think it is.
It's exactly what it sounds like. If you sit in the first 3 to 5 rows and you're in the splatter zone, you're going to get hit with zombie blood. Now, the good news is the zombie blood is non-toxic. It's edible, and it comes out in the wash when you're closed. But it's a mountain of fun. We have a whole big blood fight in the end of Act 2. And if you're sitting in that zone, you are going to get bloody, buddy. So it's a great time, and audiences love it.
Christopher Bond, I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks so much, Marshall. I appreciate you having me.
Evil Dead the Musical comes to Charlotte's Knight Theater November 11th.